Bulldogs. That's the game at Cogra at 4 o'clock. No changes to either side there. Leeson Armel, he will start for the Dragons, and Tyson Brazil will push back from prop to the second row.
Thanks, Dino. Enjoy your Sunday.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
See you, man. Bulldog Richie there. Coming up after the news, we've got Jason Stevens, is our legend of the game. And we'll have Phil Moss talking football.
I'm Andrew Collins. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has announced he'll visit drought-stricken Queensland over the upcoming week in his first official visit as Australian Prime Minister. Mr Morrison was in Canberra yesterday drawing up his new ministry and met with Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack and National Drought Coordinator Major General Stephen Day to highlight his focus on a drought fix. Mr Morrison says defeating the drought would require bringing together all the resources of government at all levels. Ashamed, that's how Pope Francis has described the failure by the Catholic Church to adequately address the crimes of sex abuse by clergy. The comment comes as the pontiff visits Ireland. Pope Francis admits the abuse and cover-ups are shameful.
His frank and decisive intervention continues to serve as an incentive for the efforts of the Church's leadership, both to remedy past mistakes and to adopt stringent norms meant to ensure that they do not happen again.
Victorian police are investigating an all-in brawl outside a pub in the coastal town of Queenscliff, in which six officers were injured and seven people arrested. As police escorted a man out of a licensed premises, two other men allegedly assaulted the officers, the man in custody also allegedly joining in. It's further alleged the trio ran away before being located and arrested. Then other patrons tried to stop those arrests. Extra police arrived, and with the help of OC spray, six men were arrested and a seventh man handed himself in a short time later. Two more cases of meningococcal have been confirmed in Western Australia. A child and a young adult are recovering after being diagnosed with the disease. The RSPCA in South Australia has revealed there were more than 4,000 cases of animal cruelty last financial year. The figures also show 18 rogue animal owners were sentenced to jail, but only three spent time behind bars. The Chinese government's indicated they're seriously concerned after US President Donald Trump called off US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's trip to North Korea via Twitter. Our US correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
China says it is irresponsible of the United States to suggest Beijing is not putting enough pressure on Pyongyang to denuclearize. President Trump linked U.S.-China trade talks to progress on getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program. Little progress has been made on the trade talks, which may be why President Trump tweeted that progress on North Korea will have to wait. Then again, in June, after the Singapore summit, President Trump tweeted that everyone can feel much safer, that there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea. As one analyst told the Washington Post, President Trump is trying to do something very difficult, punish China on trade while needing China's help with North Korea. Priscilla Huff, Air News, Washington.
And Tesla chief Elon Musk says investors have convinced him that he should not take the company private, so the firm will remain in public share markets. This is Air News. AFL first up, and a big win by Hawthorn, securing a top four spot with a 9-point win over Sydney at the SCG. The Hawks trailed by 19 points at halftime, but came back to win 12-11-83 to 10-14-74. Carlton has endured its worst season in 117 years after being thrashed by Adelaide 165 points. To 61. Earlier, Collingwood overcame a major scare against Fremantle to secure a top four finals berth, winning by 9 points in Perth. Geelong hammered the Gold Coast Suns, with the Cats winning 142-40 at Cardinia Park. And Richmond claimed the minor premiership with a 3-point win over the Western Bulldogs. Rugby league in Brisbane has secured a spot in the finals after defeating the Sydney Roosters 22 points to 8 in their NRL clash at Allianz Stadium. In the other games, Melbourne Storm secured a 10-8 win on the Gold Coast to guarantee a top four finish. The Raiders were victorious against the Rabbitohs, 24 points to 12. The Wallabies have been defeated by the All Blacks 40-12 in the Bledisloe Cup at Eden Park. At Australia's Cameron Smith and Adam Scott sit one shot off the pace in the third round of the PGA event in New Jersey. This is Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeBortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Go large for less with the large chips from Red Rooster for just $2. Yes, $2 for large chips. Don't miss out. Head into Red Rooster today. T's and C's apply. See website for details. In Greystanes, there's a burst water main affecting Greystanes Road near Doris Street. One northbound lane closed. In Marrickville, one eastbound lane closed on Sydenham Road at Illawarra Road after an earlier accident. And from Dee to Newport, change traffic conditions and lane closures on various roads, including Pittwater Road for the fun run this morning. Is Dad sick of manually opening garage doors? This Father's Day, buy him a Chamberlain garage door opener to install in under 2 hours. Available at Bunnings from $268. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Fear the Dragon. Fear the Dragon. Winner of the North American Cup. Beat Huntsville 4 out of 4. Beat Down by the Seaside 4 out of 7. Limited semen available. Visit urabee.com.au.
How would you like to own a share in a horse in a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day?
You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country-trained horses in the Everest Carnival.
12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in massive prize money. Plus another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta.
To enter, just head into any New South Wales tab and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals or buy a ticket on the Tab app. And account holders can now buy multiple tickets via the NewSouthWalesTab.com.au website.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney forecast, and let's hope there is a bit more rain. 80% chance, just a slight fall though. Risk of a thunderstorm in the late evening and light winds tending west to southwesterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour at night. 18 degrees is eventual what about at Willara? And this one goes out to Wayne Beavis if he's having coffee there today. And Wyong, Ray, where they're racing today.
Willara currently 12 degrees, heading for a top of 16.
12, Wayne. Wayne, it's 12. Take a jacket.
Is he your manager?
No.
Okay. Who's your manager? Can we say any or...?
George Mimas does my stuff with...
Okay. He must be a busy man, George. your gig.
Give me a break.
Currently 13 degrees, heading for a top of 17 degrees at Wyong. There's a shower or two around.
Another kick to Disco. Oh, Tonto! Do you know you're going to fall back up? Oh, Daniel, what have you done? Cody Nikorima is presented with a try. But someone go down there.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Great to have Ray Thomas with us at the moment. He's usually appearing on a television program at some stage during Sky Racing during the course of the week. You haven't got anything on a Sunday morning?
No. Where are you going with this?
Well, when's Trek to the Everest come back?
Oh, this is a return serve by Jimmy Smith, isn't
it?
Back? Back 7:30 Tuesday night.
7:30 yeah, Tuesday night. Now, who have you got on that program with you?
This week we've got James Harron and Max Whitby.
Right, so you've allowed
alongside
them.
Greg Radley and Julie Snook.
So you've allowed them to come on the program, which is great.
I have nothing to do with
now,
that.
What about on Wednesday? How's your show going there?
News Central, yeah, it's going well.
News Central, right, there we go. So, very busy indeed. I tell you what, I was going to say there won't be long before you're running this joint, but I think we're there.
No, I think
we've reached the future.
There's only one captain in this team, and I defer to my colleague on the right.
Yeah, we know who's the captain of this team, and Phil Moss was quite right in pointing it out during the course of the week. Tanya. She is the boss. 1353 53, the open line number. We'll get Jason Stevens up very shortly. He's up in Queensland on the hustings. Of course, he's promoting his film Chasing Comets. He used to play rugby league too, apparently.
Did you play against him?
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
He's a very good player. Tough.
He had good ball skills, didn't he, for a big man.
For a big man. Had a bit of mongrel in him too. We'll get a sports update from Tanya. Phil Moss apparently has got a sniffle. So he hasn't come out of bed. He's got the water bottle there and the flannelette sheet. So
but he's still going to come on the show.
He's coming on the show.
Which is the commitment he's...
He's coming on the show, which is incredibly brave of him, so we do appreciate that. He'll give us all the latest from the EPL. Trent Lanscale, our Victorian listener, will be on, and we'll speak to Scotty Foster as well. And take your calls on 13 53 53. And a lot of people still wanting to have their say around what's been going on with Dylan Napa.
Dividing opinion.
Not intent. What are you guys on, says Muzz. And there were 5 exclamation marks after no intent. The intention was to tackle him. The intention was to tackle him hard. Mm. The intention may have been to hurt him. But the intention wasn't to hit him in the head. So from that point of view, Muzz, we say no intent. No. Napa led with his shoulder. Well, if you see very clearly, the photo, the still is different to the still for the round 11 incident against Corbin Sims. The head is he's clearly not looking at his target.
Hmm.
The head is not the same front-on impact as the first one. So if the one against Corbin Sims didn't get a charge, the question mark might be, well, how do you get a charge out of this second one? And do you get a charge just because Todd Greenberg said there should be a charge? So there you go. Jimmy and Ray, not a bad leader. Richie McCaw, and a true gentleman, Dave from the Gong. So there we go, another Kiwi slipped in.
Yeah.
So which is not bad.
And just on the All Blacks, seriously, Jim, are they the best sporting team in the last decade?
We get the tick because Hamish, the panel operator, is a Kiwi.
It's a great point, Ray.
But seriously, their sustained excellence over an extended period of time is extraordinary.
And you try to narrow it down to a natural advantage or whatever it happens to be. There's only 4 million people on
the
island.
It's a small nation.
And they are a leading brand in world sport.
I know it's a religion, but anyway.
Yeah, that's the way they do it. 13 53 53, the open line number. Let's go to callers now. Jim is there. G'day, Jim.
G'day. Jim, how you going? How you going, Ray?
How are you, Jim?
Good. Hey, I'm traveling between Narrabri and Tamworth.
Any rain?
Any rain, Jim?
Yeah, mate. Nice rain in Narrabri last night.
Terrific.
And I'm halfway between Gunnedah and Tamworth now, and the roads are all wet. A fair bit of water laying around.
Oh, so fingers crossed.
Yes, and I was following the ski boat, so that said something, doesn't it? back to sporting leaders.
Yes.
Going back a few years, I reckon Bobby Simpson. They dragged him out of retirement. Mm. Grabbed the Australian cricket team, gave them respect, and just put the game back on the map. That's how it should have been played.
Yeah,
it's a very good point. I mean, when he was captain is one thing, but certainly when he was coach of the side, and he was the first person to be a coach of an Australian cricket side. Mm-hmm. Previously, he was just a captain and you had a manager, but he was the coach.
And he was a disciplinarian, wasn't
Absolutely
he?
Absolutely, yeah. He was, in a time when they wanted to change that culture within cricket.
Yeah, and he did a really, really good job. Set a great standard, which they lost recently, but... I just think he was a great leader.
Good on you, Jim.
Good call, Jim.
Good nomination, mate. You're getting a couple of asterisks next to the name too, and keep that rain coming down. Send it down, Huey, as my old man used to say. 13 53 53. Anthony's on the line. G'day, Anthony.
Good morning. Good morning, Ray. Can I start with a horse to follow? Approach Discreet. Dean Lesson's got massive raps on it.
Approach Discreet.
Yeah, won the first race at Moorfield yesterday. Dean Lesson's got so. Dean Lesson says keep an eye on it. I will keep an eye on it.
He's a good judge, Dino, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And this leaders in sport, can he be better than the way Chief Harrigan led his young Newcastle side through the Super League RL negotiations war and then on the field afterwards?
Instrumental and inspirational in that 1997 victory.
The story of the bus
is this, that Paul Harrigan got... I'll say nearly everyone. I think Paul Marquette was the only guy who was at the Knights who signed with Super League, but he threw them all on the minibus. They went down to New South Wales Rugby League headquarters in Phillip Street, and they all signed ARL deals. Newcastle was such a key component of the Super League war.
Big league town.
Massive rugby league town. Whoever got Newcastle, there was speculation, you get Newcastle, you win the war. Well, Paul Harrigan ensured that Newcastle signed almost en masse as an ARL club. Now,
on and off the field.
On the field, undoubtedly, he was absolutely superb, especially in that. The story is they got on the bus to come down to Sydney. The people of Newcastle lined that area there as you drive out of Newcastle just to wave them away, and he got up on the bus and said, "We are not coming back here as losers."
Gee, there you go. And does that then spurn the birth of the Hunter Mariners, so to speak, albeit for that 1 year?
Well, they started up. They said, "Look, we've got to have a team in Newcastle," so they started up the Hunter Mariners Super League.
And can I give a special mention to Alex Tobin, so soccer people know how inspirational this guy is?
Yeah, no, he's a good call. He's been a great...
Was Alex Tobin a defender, wasn't he?
Yeah. I think he might have been the only National League player. He was captain of the side, and I guess most of the team was from overseas, you know, the Slaters and Northern sort of guy.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah, good one. Good one, Anthony. Good on you, mate. You're only the one asterisk, though, so there you go.
He donated a poor guy.
13-53-53. Oh, here he is. He wants to bag me on SMS, and now he thinks he can ring in and be all matey-matey. Hello, Crossy.
Morning, Jamie. How you going?
Very well. What do you got for us?
Mate, I've literally just been pipped. It was going to be the Chief. I've probably got my own medicine back. mate, for everything you just said, it was through the early 90s, obviously then the Super League with the whole bus story and everything. And then, that supposedly famous speech before they left, and what was about 14 k's out of Newcastle, they lined the street or whatever.
Wow. Yeah.
And, we're not coming back as losers. And then even State of Origin, like take him out of the Newcastle, and every player that played with him just always commented how much of a leader he was. He never spoke that much, but you saw it, like the Spud Carroll incidents and stuff like that. Like, he just seemed to know when to do the tough stuff or when to get involved.
Yeah, Cross, I reckon if you're playing alongside Chief Harrigan, you'd always walk taller, wouldn't you?
Oh, 100%. And when you play with someone like that, and someone does what he does, like the physical things or you just go. There's something in you, then you don't think twice. You're just like, I'm with him.
Yeah.
So I reckon the Chief, but as I said, I'm a bit late now.
All right. No worries, Crossy. No asterisks with you, though. Right?
You had no chance, did you, Crossy?
No, I knew I had no chance. Once I said that SMS, I knew I was done.
Hang on, just leave me. Hang on. I'll have a think about it. No asterisks.
See you, lads.
Good on you, mate. See you, Crossy. He's a good man, Crossy. He comes to the Big Sports Breakfast lunch all the time. He's a great fella.
Again, this is dividing opinions. You miss this from us. Great leaders. How about Dylan Napa for leading with his head? He will seriously hurt himself or another player. Looking away does not negate intent. That's from Muzz. It really is dividing opinion, this, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. And that's Muzz again. That's coming followed up from his other one. 13-53-53, the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more.
Thinking about your next build or renovation? Wideline Windows and Doors has all the planning tools at your fingertips. Their website is full of inspirational ideas to make your project a success. Advice and tips to get you started, even a colour selector and window planning tool. Plus, free online quotes are returned in 48 business hours. Just upload your plans or tell them what you need. Easy. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at the Wideline Windows and Doors website. www.wideline.com.au.
The first two-day horse racing carnival was held in the Wyong District way back in 1898, with people coming from far and wide to attend.
Today, the tradition continues. It's Wyong Race Club's biggest race day of the year, featuring the time-honored Carlton Draft Wyong Gold Cup. There's live entertainment throughout the day and over $10,000 in prizes with the travel associates Erina Fashions on the field. Gate entry $10, first race $12.50. Get more info at wyongraceclub.com.au.
How would you like to own a share in a horse in a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day?
You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country-trained horses in the Everest Carnival.
12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in massive prize money. Plus, another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta.
To enter, just head into any New South Wales tab and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals or buy a ticket on the Tab app. And account holders can now buy multiple tickets via the NewSouthWalesTab.com.au website. On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
Darius Boyd says he feels like he's almost back to his best, starring for Brisbane last night in the Broncos' win over the Roosters 22-8. The Broncos' season looked dead in the water after their loss to Canterbury earlier in the month, but now have beaten the Roosters and Souths in the span of 10 days. Meantime, Canberra defeated Souths in Canberra 24-12. It's the Rabbitohs' third straight loss. They host the West Tigers next weekend and need a win there and other results to go their way for a chance of winning the minor premiership for the first time in 29 years. And the retiring Billy Slater starred for Melbourne in their narrow 10-8 win over the Gold Coast. Today, Cronulla play Newcastle, and Canterbury and St George Illawarra meet at Jubilee. Wallaby coach Michael Checker described New Zealand as the elite burglars of the world rugby after they were torn apart by the All Blacks 40-12 at Eden Park last night. Beauden Barrett was the chief executioner, scoring four tries and converted five of his team's six tries. The All Blacks extended their Bledisloe Cup reign into a 16th year. The Black Ferns also dominant in the women's match, defeating the Wallaroos 45-17. In other rugby overnight, Argentina 32 beat South Africa 19. Hawthorn defeated Sydney by 9 points in last night's AFL blockbuster at the SCG, 83-74. The win for the Hawks secured a top four place and a finals double chance. The Swans led by 19 at half time, then just one goal at three quarter time. Coach John Longmire was rather upbeat after the loss, saying their tackle rate and intensity was pleasing. They'll now host an elimination final against either Geelong or GWS. The Giants play Melbourne today at the MCG. Ash Barty will spearhead Australia's 12-strong US Open Tennis Challenge after overcoming a virus that threatened her American hard court campaign. She was forced to withdraw from the New Haven tournament this week, but Australia's top-ranked player is back to full health and she's ready to take on Tunisian Ons Jabeur in the first round on Monday night. Mo Salah struck again to ensure an underpowered Liverpool maintain their perfect early season record in a 1-0 win over Brighton and Hove at Anfield. Elsewhere, Bournemouth and Everton 2-2, Arsenal 3, West Ham 1, Huddersfield and Cardiff 0-0, Southampton 1, Leicester City 2, and Manchester City held on for a 1-1 draw with Wolverhampton. Aussie Cameron Smith is in a tie for third after the third round of the USPGA event in New Jersey. He's at 11 under par. Adam Scott is in a tie for fifth, one shot back at 10 under. Bryson DeChambeau leads at minus 16. Aussie cyclist Roanne Dennis took the leader's jersey on day one of the Tour of Spain, winning the 8-kilometre opening stage time trial. Lewis Hamilton has pole for the Belgian F1 Grand Prix. Dan Ricciardo will start from 8. And it's East versus West in today's Super Netball Grand Final in Perth, the West Coast Fever versus Sunshine Coast Lightning, first centre at 1 o'clock. And it was nice to see the city of Perth shining the green colours prominently over buildings and landmarks. Yeah, it was a really, really good touch. Back to tennis, the US Open starting next week, and you will either be happy or quite sad to know that Serena Williams will be banned from wearing her black cat suit at the French Open next year. She's been banned.
Why?
The French Tennis Federation says it will no longer be accepted. I believe we have sometimes gone too far. You have to respect the game and the place, I guess, it being Roland Garros. Serena's cool with it. She says that's okay. However, wearing that black cat suit did make her feel like a superhero.
I've got a sneaking suspicion that Serena Jamaica Williams feels like a superhero all the time.
ATT all the time.
Yeah.
Speaking of the US Open, Eugenie Bouchard, who was ranked 123 in the world, had to qualify. So she was, apparently she packed the stands and it was standing room only as everyone clamoured to see Eugenie. Someone tweeted, I've been to the US Open for 15 years and I've never seen a qualifying round fan mob scene like the one that greeted Eugenie Bouchard. So she's very loved amongst the tennis fraternity. And folks out there, if you have a daughter, pick up a tennis racket for them, because of the Forbes highest earning female athletes in the top 10, 8 of them were tennis players.
Avery.
Get out
on the... You know what? She's been at tennis camp over
at
Calabasas.
I've spoken to Tracy about her career trajectory, and it's looking pretty good.
I've got it pretty much mapped out.
Within about 18 years,
I'm sitting in the box at Wimbledon.
The Royal Box?
More strawberries and cream? Yes, please. I'll have some more.
And quickly, just a bizarre event happened in America, in Minneapolis. It was a boxing fight. It was a fight night on Fox Sports 1, and in the undercard was Curtis Harper versus Effie Agaba. So... there was no indication that anything was wrong in the pre-fight address in the press conference. Mm-hmm. The boxers, the two fighters are standing in the ring, you know, face to face. The bell, ding, ding, and Curtis Harper walked off. He walked off. He just went straight up the ramp through the crowd to all the boos, obviously, to the change rooms. Just took off.
That's cool. He's done a Chautauqua.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, he did walk out. And it was revealed after the fight that he was holding some sort of protest because he believed that he was being underpaid for the fight.
Oh. I was going to say, did he get his purse?
No. Well,
did he get his purse?
He wasn't happy. Yeah. His manager said it was embarrassing. The man disrespected himself, his wife, the fans, and me. So we'll probably never see him again.
Thank you, Tan. We do appreciate that. That is the sports update from Tanya there. Now, just before we get to callers, of course, big news came through late on a Friday. And look, there was a press release from the New South Wales Rugby League. It is so significant, Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, it was the talk of the presentation night down there for Group 9.
Yeah.
In a landmark decision, the New South Wales Rugby League and the Country Rugby League today entered into a memorandum of understanding. Which will involve formal discussions in relation to a possible merger that would see rugby league in New South Wales governed by one body for the first time in more than 80 years.
So two things. One, this is your comedy act, but two, you think this is a long overdue move, isn't it?
Oh, look, we understand why it hasn't taken place, but two separate bodies trying to administer essentially the same area.
Cut out the duplication.
Get the duplication out of there. We've seen it with the AJC and the STC, mm-hmm. and now it's gone from strength to strength, the ATC. Mm-hmm. I'm proposing something similar. Just because they do it, by the way, doesn't mean they get it right. Still a lot of work to do there. Mm. But everyone in Country Rugby League, bar a few, would be welcoming this decision. Okay. I think it's fantastic for the game. 1353 53 is the open line number. Winstow Rocket is there. Hello, Winstow.
Hello, Jimmy. How you going?
Really well, bud. What do you got for us?
I've got to tell you about my last weekend.
Oh, here we go.
No. All good. No. I went to Melbourne mm-hmm. on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met such wonderful people as the Victorians. I've bagged and called them Mexicans all my life. And I've been to Melbourne before.
Yeah.
Went to the NRL on Friday, Parramatta supporter.
Oh,
and,
dear.
Yeah, I know. I booked it in February, by the way, when we were $13 to win the comp. And, you know, asking people, like, how do you get to the ground? Because we could see it. We were right in a pretty good spot.
Mm.
And, but this guy offered to walk us to the ground. I'm like, mate, you just done a day at work. You want to walk? No, go home. It's all good. Everyone's fantastic. Saturday, we went to the AFL, Collingwood and Port Adelaide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was the same again. 100% of the people we met just happy to show us how to get there, how to do anything. It was just beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that MCG, that's amazing.
It is a great sporting venue, isn't it, mm. Winstow?
Oh, gee. Wonderful.
I think what's happened here, Winstow, is that during the course of your trip south, you have bumped into what economists refer to as statistical outliers. Every now and then, there's a Victorian that slips through and is actually normal.
No, there was about, I'm telling you, 100 over the weekend. Now, my girlfriend, she's got a 160 IQ. She's a Bulldog supporter. Wanted to wear a Parramatta jersey to the game so she could fit in. And I said to her, your IQ is now 180.
Winstow, very good, mate. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And lunch on the Sunday was unbelievable. You know, wine with every course, all that sort of degustation, they call it. But, yeah. Hey, Jimmy, you know me as Team Rod, by the way.
Oh, Team Rod on Twitter?
Yeah.
There we go. Very funny. Hey, I think Chautauqua was looking to get a start with the Central Coast Mariners.
Doesn't want to run anymore.
Doesn't want to run. Like you saying. Good on you, mate. Well done, Winstow Rocket. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Keep listening to the program.
That call paid for by Victorian Tourism.
Absolutely. Yeah, there you go. Tourism. Just the one asterisk for Winstow on that one. Gary's on the line. G'day, Gary.
Yeah, g'day, lads. Great show.
Good on you, Gaz.
Just out of the blue, everyone's talking about the footy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What about Mick Doohan? Once he got the front, no one got him.
Oh, five-time world champ?
Yeah. Or was he seven-time world champ?
I thought he was five.
Or Google, Dr.
Google.
Dr.
Google.
Five or six, yeah.
Yeah. He was... I won't say he was a trailblazer for Australians.
Was Wayne Gardner
500cc?
Trailblazer.
But he was. I think you'd have to say he's the greatest ever 500cc rider we've ever had.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Greatest one, Mick Doohan.
Five-time world champ. You're right, Jimmy.
Five
and
times.
Different bikes, too.
Different bikes. Yeah. Okay.
Like 500 above.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And the great story about him, Gary.
Hand, yeah.
He used to fall off occasionally, and he had a badly damaged hand, so he got it shaped so he could actually just grip the handlebar.
Slot it on and
so
off.
Just put it on there, so he could barely move his hand. Just, I tell you what, it might have been 18 months ago, I had the great pleasure of meeting a guy named Matt Maladden. You ever heard of who Matt Maladden is?
Yeah, he's a bike rider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An absolute superstar in the US.
Yep.
Would have been earning $20 million a year, and now he just lives out southwest Sydney.
Good fella.
Lovely bloke, lovely bloke. But he was over there for about 15 years in the US and a star. And you could walk down the street here in Australia and no one would know him.
Genuine star.
Just amazing. Chad Reed's a little bit like that too. You know, you could walk past Chad Reed in the street and you would...
It's amazing. Overseas they are.
But in the US they're superstars. Yeah. Good call. Good on you, Gary. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break and we'll be back with more.
Punters, footy fans, sports nuts. Don't miss your chance to join the who's who from the worlds of racing, NRL and AFL at the Big Sports Breakfast Grand Final Race Day Lunch.
Hosted by Loz and TK with your MC Dave Stanley, you'll enjoy a sumptuous lunch, beverage package and entertainment from racing and sporting celebrities.
It all happens Wednesday, September 26th in the lead up to the Grand Finals and Epsom Day at the Grand Pavilion Rose Hill Racecourse.
Tickets $165 for members and $175 for non-members. Available now from AustralianTurfClub.com.au.
And they're off and racing.
This Saturday, say goodbye to winter and celebrate the start of spring racing at Hawkesbury Spring Saturday Race Day. Get amongst the festivities at the Shandon and Oatley pop-up bars, DJ on the lawn, craft mini beer garden and on-course entertainment for the whole family. Great prices to be won on course, so catch the train to the front gate and hop off at Clarendon, or parking is free. Book online and save at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au or follow us on Facebook. Celebrate Spring Saturday at Hawkesbury Race Club this Saturday.
How would you like to own a share in a horse in a $1.3 million race at Royal Randwick on Everest Day? You can in the Kosciuszko, an exciting new race for New South Wales country trained horses at the Everest Carnival. 12 lucky winners will own a slot for the chance to share in this massive prize money race. Plus another 12 winners will also be drawn to win a share in cash proceeds from the Kosciuszko Calcutta. So just head into any New South Wales TAB and buy a $5 ticket via the self-service terminals or enter or buy a ticket on the TAB app.
Can I ask you a question on this? If I win with my ticket, I'm one of the 12 slot holders, do I then get the phone numbers of every owner and trainer of these horses so I can negotiate?
Correct.
Is that how it works?
Absolutely.
Geez, I'd annoy them.
We've got to get one first.
Yeah, I know.
And account holders can now buy multiple tickets like you have, James, via the NewSouthWalesTab.com.au website for the Kosciuszko. Great concept.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Flat lemonade, a cold washer, they're the types of things my mother, who was a nurse, would give me if I was a little bit thick and a little bit sniffly.
Yeah.
Get over. We believe. Yeah.
Man flu.
Yeah, get over anything that might be ailing you. We believe our A-League and EPL expert, Phil Moss, is a little bit sniffly today. He's got the hot water bottle and the flannelette sheets, and he's all tucked up. But he's prepared to do the update. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, guys. The difference between you and I, Jimmy, you'd probably call in sick, mate, but I'm still here taking one for the team.
Yeah, I've heard that about you too. But anyway, well done, Liverpool, hey? They got Mo Salah with the goal, but... I'd imagine, having not seen the game, Matty Ryan just giving up the one goal would have been pretty happy with his performance.
Yes, pulled off a magnificent save too. There's Matty's really making some headlines for himself over there in England, and rightly so. You know, he had a bit of a rocky start to his time at Brighton when he first signed, and but he's recovered as only Matty can, and he really has arrived as an EPL star, which is fantastic. But as you said, Jimmy, Liverpool on top, perfect start, maintained, 3 clean sheets, 3 wins, top of the table. Made the most of Manchester City's slip up with that draw at Wolves. But overnight, 14 goals in 6 games, 4 red cards. That was probably the interesting part overnight in those games. And, as always, the EPL just continues to captivate us.
Mm. And Arsenal got that win for their new manager. Their new era's begun.
Yeah,
finally off the mark under Unai Emery. And they had to come from behind, Raider, to get it. And there was no Ozil in the squad. And Emery had to quash rumours of a rift, which is quite remarkable. He just said, look, Ozil was sick the day before the game. He was given the option to come and watch the game, but he was too sick to play. Check with the medical department, check with the club. That's what I'm telling you. So he quashed that pretty quickly. They had to fight for it, and it was only really nailed by a Welbeck goal in injury time, the 92nd minute, which made it 3-1.
Yeah, good to know that there's a VAR controversy all around the globe, just not in the A-League. And apparently there was some in that Wolves draw with Man City.
There certainly was, Jimmy. And, look, in this game, Manchester City hit the woodwork 3 times. So, they were probably unlucky not to win in their own right. But certainly Willie Bolly's goal. Willie Bolly, what a name that is.
Yeah.
57th minute. There was, controversy on two counts. First of all, the first runner, it was a set piece, well-worked set piece, but the first runner appeared to start offside, and whether he got a touch on the ball or not before Bolly got his, in the end, his hand to it. So there was 2 points of controversy there, which the VAR definitely would have ruled it out for the handball, if not for the offside as well. So, Man City have been pro bringing VAR into the Premier League, but it's not there. They've got goal line technology, but on this occasion, it certainly would have ruled that goal out. And Manchester City, you dare say, would have gone on to win the game. But fantastic header from Laporte to get Manchester City back in the game. Aguero hit the crossbar in injury time from a fantastic free kick. And as I said, he also hit the woodwork, and Raheem Sterling hit the woodwork earlier in the game. So unfortunate, but certainly Wolves under Nuno Espirito Santo, their manager. I love that name.
Yeah, great name.
He's making some real waves with Wolves. And look, they fought hard. They were well organised, well drilled. And Manchester City certainly struggled at times to break them down. So a well-earned point by the Wolves.
Still 4 games to go to complete round 3. Phil, probably definitely the biggest one is Tuesday morning our time, 5 o'clock. Jimmy's team, Man U, up against Tottenham.
That's the only one that matters, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All 3 points in this one, right? No doubt. And Hugo Lloris, the captain, the Spurs captain, got done for drink driving. So he missed Friday's session to go and attend court. And he's come out and taken full responsibility and said that's not the example he wants to set. But what effect that may have on Spurs going into this game, I think it'll probably fire them up, right? You?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Bad culture in that club.
But there is problems, as we all know, at Manchester United at the moment. We don't like to see it. Look, I'm not a Manchester United fan, but certainly the EPL needs them firing on all cylinders every season. But there is talk that there'll be banners at this game to get rid of the chairman, Edward Woodward, who obviously Mourinho and he don't see eye to eye. There's all sorts of talk about Mourinho being sacked, Pogba leaving, Martial leaving, Zinedine Zidane coming in as a replacement for Mourinho. So who knows what's going on behind the scenes. But
who's going to blink first there, you reckon, Phil?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's usually the coach that loses in these situations. But if the fans are turning on Woodward, then it's going to be very interesting. And, a lot will depend, of course, on what happens with the result. If it's a commanding win by Manchester United, they all seem to go away for another week. But if by any chance they don't win this game, which I've actually tipped Spurs away from home to get the 3 points here, it'll be very interesting.
Anyway, Man United at $2.50, draw $3.20, and if you're crazy enough to tip Tottenham, they're $2.80. Now, Usain Bolt, what's the latest? How's he progressing in his football odyssey on the Central Coast?
Do you know what, Jimmy? He's growing on everyone. And I'm not saying that, everyone didn't want this to work before he got here, but I think his public persona and how humble he is and and how it's like a kid who's just been let loose in a candy store,
yeah.
And his enthusiasm and you know, just how humble he's been and how he's fitted in with the team and you know, he's not asking for special treatment. I think that's really resonated with the Australian public.
Mm.
And I think everyone really wants him to succeed now. What at first was a bit of a gimmick and everyone saw, including myself, as a bit of a publicity stunt by the Mariners, we all now want him to actually win this contract. And even if he's 50% or 60% good enough, give him a crack and just see what he can do. And he will fill stadiums. He will excite non-football fans,
yep,
to maybe get behind the A-League. And
yep,
certainly my inside information is he hasn't looked out of place in the session so far. So
okay,
long may that continue.
I think there's a trial game coming up, I think Friday, isn't
Friday,
it?
Friday, yeah.
So
it's a sellout.
Show live on Fox Sports.
Oh.
How much game time do you reckon he'll get?
Oh, look, you wouldn't imagine too much.
Yep.
You'd imagine that Mike Mulvey will protect him. But the game has been sold to TV, so it's live on Fox Sports.
Amazing,
so it would be a huge letdown if he didn't get any game time. But you'd imagine he'd get 15, 20 minutes off the bench.
Right.
He certainly won't have the match fitness to last much longer than that, even though he's a supreme athlete. It's a very different beast, match fitness for football.
Yeah, apparently the ground managers are actually doing the replacements for the Central Coast Mariners on that one. They'll have you saying on about the 30-minute mark. Right, on you go, buddy. We've got people watching this.
I said 15 to 20 minutes. I didn't say which stage of the match.
That's right. That's right, yeah. Hey, just having a look at some of the other European leagues, and Juventus have had another 2-0 win. No goal for Cristiano. Do we getting any reports about how he's playing in the Serie A?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, he's just finding his feet there, and even one of the world's greatest players takes time to settle into a new environment. He had a long stint at Real Madrid, so no doubt coming to terms with how the Serie A has played. But, yeah, Juve, no surprise there. They're out on top. Napoli came from 2-0 down against AC Milan to win 3-2 to keep the pressure on at the top of the table. So Juve and Napoli, both 1-2 in the Serie A. In Spain, Barcelona, Dembélé scored for Barcelona to maintain their place at top of the table against Real Valladolid, and Atletico Madrid with a Griezmann goal got the money there. And in France, PSG on top after three games, 3-1 over Angers. Cavani, Mbappe and Neymar on the score sheet. No surprises there.
Wow.
Some names there.
Look at the names that are lining up for that. Look, Phil.
Under duress.
Tremendous courage.
Performance.
Courage under fire. Really, to be honest, I'm as surprised as anyone that you're able to carry out and complete that little phoner. But well done. Back to the hot water bottle and the flat lemonade, mate.
There's only one person to feel sorry for, boys. That's my partner, Penny.
Yeah. Yes,
I
totally understand. Good on you, mate. We'll speak next week.
Rest up, Phil.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
There is Phil Moss, our football update. Just before we go to an ad break, we've got it's a tweet that's coming from Sparty here, Ray.
This will be good. It's got an interesting take on things, Sparty.
At Big Sports WEND, we're talking about intent with Dylan Napa, and he explains it in this way. Just a little clarity about intent. I often get home after a night with some brilliant humour. My intent is to pass it on to my wife and daughters, thinking they will roll around in rapture. Often they don't laugh. Here endeth the lesson on intent. Thank you. Yes, we take your points, Barty. Thank you.
And here is a champion. Cracksman wins the champion in fantastic style.
The only place to catch the very best equine superstars from around the globe, first time, every time, is right here. Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
You've heard of the war on waste, but what can businesses do? Whether you're a brickie or a barista, you can do your bit to keep valuable resources in circulation. Planet Ark has developed the War on Waste Toolkit for Business to help you choose the right recycler or recycling equipment supplier. Get your staff on board and find products made from recycled material. Even if you're not in the recycling business, you can be in the business of recycling. Visit businessrecycling.com.au.
Listening.
listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Looking to go back today, the Sunshine Coast Lightning. Mm. They won the inaugural Suncorp Super Netball Tournament last year. They're the $2.15 outsiders today. They have to go all the way over to Perth Arena to take on the West Coast Fever. $1.65 qualified first into the grand final. You heard that little bit of actuality there before we came on. They're the Melbourne Storm Feeder Club, or the sister club, if you know what I mean, up there on the Sunshine Coast. Time now to speak to our Victorian listener, and he'll be shocked by one of our callers. It was Winstow who suggested that there were normal people south of the Murray.
He'll be happy too, though, our lone Victorian listener.
Just to clarify, he didn't say that Trent was. He just said there are some there. Morning, Trent.
Good morning, as always, fellas. It's great to receive these positive plaudits when you come on. I will say, though, Jimmy, if there had been some footage at around about 10 o'clock last night at Tabcorp Park, Melton, as I was pacing the room and pacing the studio while the Sky Racing 1 coverage was on, you could understand perhaps I was a little bit batty as I was checking what was happening at the SCG.
Yeah, I
been pretty happy
thought we
that.
Weren't going to mention that. We moved straight past that.
You know what that win means, though, don't you, Trent? It means you take on Richmond. At the
no, not, necess- oh, not okay. necessarily, Ray. Yeah. If West Coast get beaten by enough today, then they could actually finish as low as fourth.
Okay.
So it just all depends. If West Coast win, yes, it's simple. West Coast finish second and Hawthorn would play Richmond, which has never happened before in the VFL/AFL finals. And considering that Hawthorn came into the competition in 1925, it's perhaps something there that Richmond and Hawthorn have never met.
Never played a finals match. Wow.
Never played a final. But if West Coast happen to fall to third or fourth, depending on how bad the loss is against Brisbane, if they were to lose, then everything changes and potentially Hawthorn plays Collingwood. But Sydney will have a home elimination final in the first week. That's a guarantee, whoever wins out of Melbourne and GWS. So there could be two finals in the Harbour City in 2 weeks' time if GWS win today.
Yeah. Interesting. Anyway, let's go to the National Rugby League, mate. Cronulla up against Newcastle.
You never know how sincere he is.
And then the Dragons against the Bulldogs.
It always is tough to judge. But, I mean, the NRL finals, it's all set in terms of who will be in the finals. Now it's the conjecture about how they're all going to fit in the place. And Cronulla can still get that top four spot.
Yes.
$1.26 against Newcastle at $4. The 2 o'clock game at Southern Cross Group Stadium. Three-quarters of the money is for the Sharks. And I'd imagine, fellas, the line is 11.5. If you think Cronulla's going to win, perhaps is 11.5 just a touch too much?
I think it's far too much. I love Newcastle at the plus 11.5.
Okay, and Cronulla has won 7 in a row against Newcastle, so we're not saying that they're going to win by 30, but you think Newcastle deserve a bit more credit than basically two converted tries as the line?
Look, Moylan out, yes. Ponga out, yes. I understand that, but I think based on what we saw last week, Mitchell Pearce playing.
A different side of Mitchell Pearce.
Good kicking game.
They're a different team.
Yeah, I like them plus the 11.5.
Okay, and then the 4:10 game at Jubilee Oval, you've got St George Illawarra, $1.50, and Canterbury, $2.65. Canterbury with this late season form, fellas, there is actually slightly more money for the Bulldogs to cause another upset against the Dragons. And Canterbury, they did lose to the Dragons in round 14 this season, but they had won 6 straight before then. Can the Bulldogs surprise again?
You would think the Dragons would get home. There's so much for them to play for. Top four spot on the line.
At home, final game of the season.
There's no wit up, but
Jason Nightingale's last game at Jubilee.
So
Lance
much
Thompson
to play for.
Tribute as well. But they have great history, these guys. I like the Dragons to win it, but I reckon it's going to be a tight one.
Game.
So maybe the plus 5.5 from a Bulldogs point of view. Nene McDonald as your first try scorer.
$9 equal favourite with Brett Morris at the moment.
There you go.
Fair enough.
All right. Now, let's go to the AFL games. Oh, by the way, that's the thing I was thinking of during the course of... I just wondered, how did Carlton's season finish?
Yeah, good. We'll move on straight away, Trent.
Just let that go to the side very quickly and with good reason.
Haven't got enough time to talk about them, yeah. Brisbane Lions v West Coast. I think West Coast are over the line here, but just from your voice there, I can, Trent, you think the Lions are a chance?
they can cause an upset, Ray, and I think they will. They're $2.40, West Coast $1.60, and the line is 9.5. But important match for West Coast, once again, they know they're in the top four. They just need to make sure they win to get that home qualifying final in the first week. 3.20 at the MCG. Melbourne, they're finally through in the finals. They're $1.45. GWS, $2.85. The line is 15.5. There's actually been more money for the Giants, but Melbourne, I think maybe the shackles have been released now, Ray. They're in the finals. They could really do a number on the injury-ravaged Giants. And then the Twilight match at 4.40. There's nothing to worry about here for the finals. St Kilda's $3.25. North Melbourne, $1.36. The line there, 21.5.
Stephen Silvani, how's he going with his list management at the moment?
We haven't got enough time left in the show to discuss.
Enough said there, just by that.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough.
Jimmy?
Let's go to EPLs. Four games remaining, I think, in this one.
There are. So there's one at 10.30 tonight, and Watford against Crystal Palace. Watford, $2.50 favourites. Then the two at 1 in the morning, the bigger of those clashes, Newcastle United against Chelsea. Newcastle United, $5. The draw, $3.60, and Chelsea, $1.68. While at the same time, Fulham are $1.95. They're at home to Burnley. The other big one there, Jimmy, is 5 o'clock on our Tuesday morning between Manchester United and Tottenham. Manchester United, $2.50. The draw, $3.20, and Tottenham, $2.80. And unfortunately for Tanya, she's going to have to fight the remote because the US Open begins early Tuesday morning. And that means for the men's winner, Novak Djokovic, $3.25. Rafael Nadal, $3.50.
This is the comedy hour again, isn't it, Trent? What price were I just, Trent?
He's $6, and he's actually talking himself down, Ray, but you won't hear any of that. For the women's winner, much more wide open. Serena Williams at $6, Simona Halep and Angelique Kerber, $7, Sloane Stephens, the defending champion, $10, and then Petra Kvitova, $13. There's plenty happening, fellas. There's a lot on, and you can check out all those markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Ash Barty, $41, too, in that one. I'm just looking for Nick Kyrgios. He's a $26 hope. So they're the two best placed Aussies in those markets to be winners of the US Open. Good on you, Trent. Did a great job.
Thank you.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. No, I'm serious about that one.
It's impossible to pick whether you're sincere or not. That's the problem. Poor old Trent's 1,000 kilometres away thinking, is this guy's fair dinkum?
You make a good point because a lot of people don't pick me. They read me the wrong way. Other people read me exactly right, which is a concern as well. See you, Trent. Speak next week, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
See you, Trent.
There he is, Trent Langscale, our Victorian listener. Great to have him on the program. Apparently, there's other normal people down there as well, which we heard from an earlier listener. Time now to go to Scotty Foster from Steve Foster & Sons Quality Cars. He's had a big job during the course of the week, Scotty Foster.
Did he sell that car?
Did
you buy your car?
No, I'm trying to... How are we going, Scotty? Good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys. And yes, a work in progress, Jimmy, for you, but we can only get you the best. So it takes a little bit longer, but mate, we'll have that worked out one day very soon.
Fantastic, yeah. Scotty. I don't care what people say about you, mate. You're all right.
Hey, Scotty, did we have any luck with that car last week?
Yes, boys. We're on fire with
it. There we go.
We sold the FG Falcon advertised, and Simon Nagel from Singleton, he's my favourite customer at the moment. He's bought another ute off us.
Did he?
Yes, we'll be delivering that out to him this week. So that's two more to the show's tally, and we do want to keep the ball rolling. So I'm going to advertise another great first car today. It's a little 2006 Ford Focus ZTEC hatch. This is automatic. It comes with 17-inch alloy wheels, a sports body kit, sports seats, sports suspension. It's got airbags, ABS brakes, brake assist, traction control, cruise control, automatic climate control. It's got fog lights and a rear spoiler. This one also has a DVD player, satellite navigation, Bluetooth and the USB adaptability. It has everything you need in a small car and more. And the best part is the price. This one is just $2,990. And boys, I can guarantee this car will sell today. Mm. So you've got to be very quick. Go to the website www.fostersqualitycars.com.au or give us a call on 963750024. And don't forget to mention Sky Sports Radio to get this great price, because you will not find a car like this in a small automatic for that price anywhere.
No, agree. And you've got some great finance packages available too, Scotty.
We certainly do. We've got access to a number of lenders, Ray, and this allows us to get the best possible rates, but it also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even those Uber drivers, then go to our website, www.fosterqualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 96375024, and we'll get you driving a car as soon as today.
Mate, can you believe it? End of the footy season again. Semi-finals coming up, but Intrust Super Premiership, I guess, disappointing season for the Wenny Magpies.
Yeah, we were sort of relying on a game yesterday.
Yeah.
The Warriors had to lose, and mate, you wouldn't believe it. They scored in the 79th minute to win 24-22, and that sort of eliminated us from the top eight. We do have our last home game there today, though. We've got the Para Eels Jersey Flag side. They're playing the Bulldogs at 1 p.m., and that's followed by the ISP side also playing the Bulldogs at 3. That's out at Ringrose Park if you want to get out and see a little bit more footy before the semi start. And congratulations to the Ron Massey Cup side. They played Burwood yesterday at Henson Oval and won 25-20 to finish their great minor premiership winning year off. And they're getting ready for next week's semi-finals.
All right, Ringrose footy again today, so make sure you get out there, good family day, and head across to the club afterwards and have a good Sunday night meal. It's a perfect way to spend it with the family. Good on you, mate, and I'll be in contact during the course of the week, Scotty.
Mate, we'll talk tomorrow, Jimmy, and thanks, boys. Have a great day.
Good on you, Scotty. There he is, Scotty Foster from C. Foster & Sons Quality Cars. Fosterqualitycars.com.au or give them a call on 96375024. Still got callers there that want to get in, and we're just about coming up to the end of the program, Roman. But Ben wants to have his say on the Super Netball Grand Final. G'day, Ben.
Yeah, how you going, fellas?
Yeah, really well, Ben. Mate.
That's good, mate. Yeah, you know, I just wanted to give the girls a rap with the netball, mate. I'm a father, a proud father of a daughter that plays in Gunnedah here. And just started to watch netball on telly and stuff, mate. And I'll tell you what, geez. Don't they go hard?
Don't they what? And it's great to watch, isn't it?
Great athleticism.
Yeah, really good. Daughter Rhiannon, she's a Lightning fan, so big Caitlin Bassett fan, mate. So I just sort of give her a shout out too there. She loves it.
I was going to say, how does she become a Lightning fan? But that's true. You follow players, stars.
Heroes or heroines.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So anyway.
Hey, Gunnedah, any rain today?
Mate, we got a little bit yesterday, not as much as they were promising us, but anyway, we'll take what we can, eh?
You on the farm?
No, mate, but I'm in the industry sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Need the rain, Ben. Fingers crossed we get more, definitely.
Good on you, Ben.
Good call, Ben. Thanks for your call, mate.
Go to Lightning.
Go the Lightning. Coming up on Racing HQ, a comprehensive look at Wyong with Gary Harley. Wayne Harris is going to preview Nowra. And, of course, the BSB returns tomorrow at 5.30. We can look forward to that as well. 13.53.53, that is the open line number. Still people wanting to have their say. Lots of SMS coming through, emails as well. So we'll try and get to a few of those. Good news story. Young Clovelly Croc player, who's a great tackler, copped a heel in a tackle and a broken jaw. Victor Radley went to his house for an hour with Croc's president to visit. Also, four other players sent through video messages. Great work. The young bloke was stoked.
That's a good news story. And that just shows the character, that Victor Radley, who is, he's an impressive young man, isn't he, both on and off the field?
I'm telling you, if you're a Roosters fan and he's not your favourite player, I'd be very surprised.
He's a star.
What's not to like about Victor Radley?
Just a really good footballer, and he just seems to come across as a nice bloke. Have you met him? Do you know him, Jim?
I've met him once very briefly. Okay. I don't really know him, but I tell you what, he's got every attribute that you would like. If he was your son...
And when he's interviewed, he's humble, he's courteous, he's polite, and that's a wonderful news story. Well done. Who was that who sent that in?
No name on it.
Thanks for letting us know about that.
Yeah.
I like this one from Paramount, Jimmy. Should James Tedesco take out an AVO on his wing as he keeps getting blindsided by Ferguson and Tupou, which happened a few times again last night?
What a player Tedesco is. He's been fantastic. Jimmy, what about the Bush legend of Ugarra and Tumut Blues, John Hobby? Some say he was the strongest, toughest man ever to play, a leader of men, which is our talk topic today as well. That comes from Little Bill. Good on you, Little Bill.
The legend of John Hobby?
I haven't heard of him. I haven't heard of him. But if he's any tougher than Ron Crowe from West Wylong, then he's a tough man. Because Ron Crowe is absolutely legendary about how tough he was for the Mallee men, Ray?
Yeah.
West Wylong. He spent 1 year in Sydney.
How'd he go?
He used to drive... Oh, he's played for Australia, like one of the all-time tough men.
Who did he
play
for in Sydney?
South.
That's right.
He used to drive down on the Friday, play on the Saturday or the Sunday, and drive home after the game. So Just incredible what they used to do back in those days. I don't know, but I'll get my mate Dossie onto that one, little Bill.
We haven't said a lot about the All Blacks, probably because we didn't want to, but Bowden Barrett scored, 30 points?
30 points,
30
yeah.
of the 40 points for the All Blacks to beat Australia, retain a Bledisloe Cup. He is in a class of his own, that bloke. He is a phenomenal player.
Hey,
four tries last night.
Hey, guys, try explaining to your missus that Napa's tackle is legal. She's horrified. That's from Steve. And that we totally get, Steve. We totally understand that. Raymond, quick tip today. Have you got the Sharkies and the Knights?
Sharks will win, but I think the Knights will give them a good run for their money. I think 11.5 is a good start for Knights.
I'm going to go Sharks in a tight one. Mm-hmm. Dragons, I think your Dragons and your Bulldogs?
I worry about the Bulldogs, but the Dragons have to win and have to win well.
Are you going to get a chance to watch it this afternoon,
yes,
Raymond?
Yes, I'm certainly hoping so.
Fantastic. That'd
Are
be
you?
Good.